Hi, I'm Mark Goodfellow. I'm the lead elder of Church on the Way. I want to introduce us as a church to you, who we are. I want to tell you that we love the Lord Jesus Christ and we want to make him known throughout the earth. We want to work with God the Holy Spirit as he leads us and guides us in endeavoring to do this. We want to just tell you that we're a family that works together. We're united as one. We're on a journey to fulfill the purposes of God in our life. And we encourage you, as we have this pioneering heart, to go to the nations and to preach this gospel, not only in our nation of South Africa, but the nations of the earth, to reach out with the good news that we find in Jesus Christ. So in this process, we really do believe that we are a church on the go. We're on this journey, this adventure together. We don't have all the answers, but we do know who has the answer, and his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. So come and join us as we work together and we work on this journey to fulfill his plans and purposes for our lives. God bless you.
Amen. Yeah, praise God. It's so good to be here again. It's been a while. Like 2 years, you know, yeah, just over 2 years that we've been here, but it's really a privilege. You know, I was just thinking this COVID has really been a terrible thing, especially for Church on the Way. You know, when I think of the Church on the Way, I think of love. Just think of love. It's such a, I've never experienced in a church the love that I ever experienced in this church. And having to have social distancing, when you've got so much love for one another and wanting to hug always and just be around one another and just fellowship, must be torture. But praise God, you know, we believe this is a dispensation that's going over. You know, our God is an awesome God, that song. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and might. Our God is an awesome God. And, you know, he is an awesome God. And I just want to share the word this morning. And according to what God has revealed to me, you know that we went, we actually had we had ministry a week ago, and Keir Taylor was ministering at this meeting. Let me just cancel that. You know, the NCMI Compact, it was here in Edenvale, and he was ministering, and he brought out a very interesting subject. And it like kind of, Mark had already asked me to minister, and it kind of stirred up my spirit because, you know, we all have experiences with God. Every one of us have experiences with God. And if we apply ourselves to what God shows us, we start seeing the reality and the power of God manifest before us. And, you know, it just came to me how many amazing, amazing, amazing experiences I've had in life. Seeing God healing people and experiencing praying for people and God healing them, ministering to people the Word of God, and just through ministering the Word of God, healing came. Being obedient when the worship team is singing and God says, no, don't let them stop. Don't minister. Just let the worship team carry on. And someone gets out of a wheelchair and walks down the aisle. You know, something like that. God has a wonderful way. He's an awesome God. He works from heaven above with wisdom, power, and might. He's always alive and working if we're just obedient. There's an obedience factor that we have to obey. We have to be obedient. We have to hear the word, you know. So I just pray, God, I pray that the church will hear what your spirit has to say to them this morning. Not what Franco has to say. Because whatever you've done through me is what you've done. So you get all the glory and the praise. And even for what you're going to do today, Lord, I believe that there are going to be healings taking place here. Sally just said to me, God revealed to her, there's somebody with a thyroid gland that needs to be healed here today. It's a revelation. I believe that even while I'm ministering, that healing can take place within your body right now. Amen. So praise God. We're going to get into the word. And so Keir Taylor says that every one of us has had an experience with God in the ministry. We've had experience with God. And we should share those experiences with people. And today what I want to do is I want to share my experiences, things that have been revealed to you that make you more effective, right? God reveals things to you. You're not effective without God, but God reveals things to you that make you look more effective. Amen? But because we have to be obedient to what the Word of God says and what the revelation God gives us says to us before we start seeing the power of God move through us. Amen. So, you've got to use that authority and power that God invests within you, and God has promised us that He sent His Word in Psalm 107:20 and healed us and cleansed us from all unrighteousness. He just doesn't heal you spiritually. He heals you physically. And today I want to minister from both sides. I want to minister about the spirit and I want to minister about the flesh. God is here present, and I've seen God move miraculously in many, 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 many people's lives in my ministry. You know, and we tend to not talk about it because you feel that you're just boasting, you know. But I'm going to boast in the Lord today. Amen? Because it's not because of anything that I've done. It's because of God and because of God's Word and because of honoring God's Word and because of obedience to God's Word. That's when you see God move. You can hear the Word and never coming to the knowledge of the truth. The Bible says there are people that are forever hearing, but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. How do you come to the knowledge of the truth? If God says to me, I want you to go and do something, and you are disobedient, you'll never get the knowledge of the truth or the fact that God can actually use you powerfully in just being obedient in a move that doesn't seem really, you know, or you're too nervous to go and do it. We have to be bold and step out there and do what God's called us to do. He said, watch what I do, that I can demonstrate to you what I do so that you can grow out of what I do in your own life. So being in the ministry since I was 22 years old, I've always had a desire to see God move in healing. I've always had a desire to see the power of God moving. And as a young Christian, I really worked hard at that. And in the process, I had a lot of disappointment because I did a lot of praying and I never got any results. And I still pray for people and I don't get results. But it doesn't all just depend on me. I do my best and I trust God to do the rest. Amen. Because I'm just human, but God is the one, the healer. God is the Savior. Amen. So, I'm going to get into Scripture now. And in John 5:19, Jesus answered and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of Himself, but what He sees the Father do, for whatsoever things He does, these also the Son does likewise. You know, Jesus said, I don't do anything unless the Father show me. Now the Father shows us things. He didn't just show Jesus things. He shows us things. And Jesus said, I don't do anything unless the Father show me. And I've had some amazing experiences where God has actually spoken to me and said, go and pray for so-and-so. And I told him, now we're going to go and pray for so-and-so and God's going to heal that person. And when God gives you a revelation like that, people get healed immediately when you're praying for them right there and then. The healing takes place. There are gifts of healing. And there's a wonderful revelation where God gives you the gift to put into operation. But I could be shy and I could be disobedient. And I could think, well, maybe, maybe not, maybe, maybe not. But man, you can hear the voice of God in your heart. When you're a child of God, you're led by the Spirit of God. So, Father, I just thank you that you helped me put this across. powerfully. Now, I was a young Christian. I'd been serving God probably about 11 years. And one day I was praying at 4 o'clock in the morning. I was praying, and I was working in a company. I just want to share experience with you. I was working in a company that was so immoral. They were thieving. They were foul. And I'd sit there and I'd say to God, and I'm sure a lot of you have done this, and maybe you're in that same position right now. God, what am I doing here? I mean, how can I work in a place like this? When I told people about Jesus, they'd laugh at me. You know, they'd look at me as though I'm a little spiritual crank. You know? And while I was praying that morning, I'd worked there a year and a half at this company, and the Spirit of God came upon me. You know when the Spirit of God comes upon you. And the Spirit of God spoke to me, and he spoke to me from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, from verse 4. And he said, Paul comes to the church, he says, from verse 3, he says, I come to you in fear and trembling, because I do not want to come to you with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit of God and power. I come to you in the demonstration of the Spirit of God and power. And God says to me, go and demonstrate my power in that factory that you work for. It's a big factory, big company. You know? In the people that were associated with me, about 400 people. And I went in, like I identify myself with Paul. I went in trembling and fear, because now I've got to step out and do something that I believe God told me. It could have been a figment of my imagination. That's what some people would think. No, God spoke to me, because I'm a child of God. I can hear the voice of God. And he doesn't speak to me every day like that. Neither does he speak to you like that every day. I wish he did. Amen. But I went, and God said to me, go and demonstrate my power. And the only way I could understand a demonstration is when I call a couple of people together and I show them how to do something. Right? If I'm going to be teaching you about how to do something and I'm fixing a car, I'd say, come and have a look here. This is how you set the tappets, or this is how you set the plugs, or whatever. You know? You're going to come and show them how to do it, because then they'll know what to do. Am I right? Amen. Oh, I thought you weren't here anymore. Amen. So the thing is, if you're going to demonstrate something to somebody, they will know how to do it afterwards. It's not just going to be yours. It's going to become theirs as well. So the thing is, I go into the factory, and I've got to find somebody now who needs healing. So I'm walking around up and down the aisle, and I'm listening. I don't know what to do. And then I hear two people talking. And the one says, my rug, jong, ek moet ingaan vir 'n operasie. And you read, my spine is crumbling, and I'm going to have it wired or something. And I don't know what to do. You know, I just got in such pain. So I said, well, why don't you just come and I'll pray for you at lunchtime. You know, God will heal you. He said, will he? I said, yeah, he'll heal you. Just come, I'll pray for you, God will heal you. Like now, big talk, you know? Right, so we go into the canteen at lunchtime. Now the canteen's full of people. There's noise. Clang, 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 clang. Yeah, there's a stack of people around. But before that, I invited a couple of people, and I said to them, come and see how God heals this man. But they, you know, this Franco, you know, this crank, you know, in their case. You know. So Franco goes into the canteen. This guy's got a back problem, so he's one leg shorter than the other. So this was something God could actually prove, that he is doing a healing in this group of people. But I only get one guy. His name's Henny. And he's a very traditional Christian, but he's a nice guy. Now he wants to see God heal. So now I put this guy in the chair, put his legs back, hold him up, and I pray for his back, pray for his spine. I quote the Word of God, all the scriptures I can think of, because now God honors His Word and watches over His Word to perform it. So now I'm holding his legs like this, and he's one leg shorter than the other, and Henny's standing there like this. And I'm praying. So I pray, and I pray, and I say, and then I prayed for his spine. Nothing's happening, so I pray for his legs, that his legs will grow out. And nothing's happening. And now my nerves start getting working, and I'm starting to sweat. And the devil starts ministering to my mind and starts saying to me, nothing's going to happen, you know. You just imagine this is going to, there's nothing's going to happen, man. Not listening to the devil. I finished praying. I don't know what else to pray. So all I'm doing is, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Yeah, it felt like forever. And then all of a sudden his leg grew out. And Henny's jumped around. Did you see that? Wow. You know, Franco healed Isaac. I said, Henny, Franco can't do anything. God healed him. And God really healed him. That man was medically tested, healed. Now, there was just one. Amen. Another guy I prayed for in the factory who had also a problem with his spine. And no healing didn't take place straight away. So I said to him, Renier, just remember, all you need to do is thank God. And I like, I thank God. Thank you, Lord. Just carry on thanking God that you healed, because I've prayed for you. God's word has gone out. You don't have to keep asking for your healing. Say, thank you, Lord, I'm healed. He was laying in his bed 3 weeks later, and he was saying, Lord, I'm saying thank you. I'm saying thank you for my healing. And then suddenly the power of God came on him, and he heard his spine clicking from top to bottom. Click, 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 click. He came to my office later to tell me this. He says that when he went back to the doctors, they said it's not the same x-ray. It can't be the same person. Amen. God is alive, and God is a healing God. In that factory for a whole year, I ministered to people. Then I was promoted to another place. But for that whole year, while I prayed for one, there wasn't one person that didn't get healed. Not one person. And the whole thing went around demonstrating. I used to go into the, after I went into the canteen, it was so noisy, I decided I'll go to the change rooms. And I used to get the guys, and it was packed with guys. And I'd say, right, guys, I'd minister to them first. I'd preach the word. People would give their hearts to the Lord. And then I'd say, right, pray with me now. And they'd all put their hands up. And they'd pray with me. And we'd see healing after healing after healing after healing take place. God gave me 100% healings in that place because of my obedience to God. I just want to say to you, and after that, people that had not respected me called me, even after years, called me and asked me how to give their hearts to Jesus. Amen. People have to have something to trust, something to stand on. And when they see that you are an active Christian and that God honoring His word through you, they will honor you. And they'll respect you. Now, this last week, I was reading the Word. And this scripture in the Word came so alive to me. In Hebrews 4:12. I mean, and I was reading, you know, I've read Hebrews 4:12 many times. I've quoted Hebrews 4:12 many times. But this is how it came to me. Now, imagine, I mean, this, your imagination will wake up when I say this. God's word, I used to read in the King James because I like reading the King James, because King James is like kind of pure translation. But King James says, the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And then the Lord said to me, what is quick? Now, when I think of quick, I think somebody's fast or something like that. So I'll go and look up the Greek word quick. So what is the Greek word quick? Alive. The word of God is alive. But God doesn't just say, the word of God is alive to me. He says, the word of God is alive. Alive. You know what's alive? It's alive. The word of God is alive and powerful. The word of God is alive and powerful. Yet, have you got the message? While we're ministering the word of God today, the word of God is alive. There's life here today. It's not just, I'm in church. This is a Christian thing. I'm going home now and then afterwards I'm going to have a lunch. The word of God is alive and is present to heal you. He's present to set you free. He is here right now as I'm ministering this word. The Bible says faith comes by hearing. Faith, the life of God comes into you by hearing the word. All of a sudden you feel alive and sparked up to receive from God because the word of God is alive and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. His word can cut through the spirit and the soul and through the joints and the marrow until it discovers the desires and thoughts of our hearts. What is the desire of your heart yet today? The Bible says, whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe that you've received it and it shall be granted unto you. Mark 11:24. What's your desire? You've got to have a desire before you're going to receive anything. Right? The word of God sees the desire of your heart. Cuts into the very essence of your being and heals you. He is the great physician. He's here today and he can heal you of whatever's wrong with you. He can heal your mind. He can heal your body. He can heal your back. He can heal any part of your being. But you've got to have a desire. Because you've got to have a desire when you pray. You've got to believe that you receive it. And you've got to believe that this word of God is alive. The Bible says in the beginning, in John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God. And all things were made by Him. Now this alive Word, the Word is alive, everything was made by the Word of God that is alive. All things were made by Him, and without Him, not anything was made that was made. Nothing in this world can or will ever come into being without the Word of God. If you need something from God, it's going to come through the Word of God. If you need to be successful in your business, by standing on the Word of God. If you need to be successful in your marriage, you need to stand on the Word of God. If you need to be successful in anything you do, you've got to stand on the Word of God. You stand on the Word of God, you cannot fail. The Bible says here, all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The Word of God brings light into you. You get illuminated with inside of your being. You start seeing things. You know, before I gave my life to Jesus, I didn't even understand what I was reading in the Word. I had no interest in it. But once I got saved, the Word was just jumping out at me. I couldn't get enough of the Word. Amen. Same with you. Same with you. Same with you. Amen. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. For thou art with me. Though I walk, you might be walking in the shadow of death right now. Though I walk through the shadow of death. Speak to people on the internet as well. Though I walk through the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. What is the word of God? The word of God brings light into a subject. I'm in a valley and there's a shadow. What happens to the shadow when the light comes? The shadow goes, or it's displaced. Amen. The light comes in and the shadow. And the Bible says the dark cannot comprehend the light. Why is it affecting me so badly? If you open your heart, the devil has no chance in your life, because the light of God will destroy him. The word of God will destroy his works in you, because the Bible's given us authority over all the power of the devil. Jesus said, and he can by no means hurt you. Amen. So if you're going to open yourself up to the light of God's word today, no matter what death hangs over you, God will heal you. I've gone to hospital and I prayed for people that had 1% chance to live. And the next day they were healed. More than once. Because I spoke the word. Not me, not my power. God's word brings light. God's word brings life. God's word is the light that destroys the darkness. The darkness has no power over the light. So death cannot stand against the light of God's word. Sickness cannot stand against the light of God's word. When you pray about anything that you're praying about and you bring God's word into your prayer, God will answer you. God will always answer you. I've had, speak to business people here, I've been in such problem, not because of my own doing, because some people are so cunning in business that I didn't know what to do in a situation in business more than once. And I'd go into bed and I'd pray in the spirit. I'd pray in tongues because I didn't know how to pray in English. And my mind was in a whirl and I didn't know what to think. I couldn't sleep because this whole thing has overcome me so badly that I couldn't understand how to handle it. I didn't know a way out. But I prayed the perfect prayer. The Bible says we don't always know what to pray for. But when we pray in the spirit, we pray according to the will of God. And God, the one who searches the hearts and knows the mind of man, he will give me an answer. And in the morning when I wake up, God has got an answer. In my heart, I've got the answer. And God says, now you go and do this. And then I think, doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound like it's going to work. And I go and do it. And it works. It's a, God's got an answer for everything, no matter what, how small it may seem or no matter how big it may seem. When you put your life in God's hands, in the light, in the power of God's word, you cannot fail. The thief comes not but to steal, kill, and destroy. But I have come that you may have life! I have come that you may have life! And that you may have it more abundantly, that your life may be full and meaningful. That your life may be full and meaningful because you've got the life of God. Amen. You know what that word life also means? It means Zoe, which is the life of God. I have the life of God in me. I have his life, his nature, and his ability. I have the life of God in me. Amen. You got the life of God in you. You got the word of God in you. You got the power of God in you. You can stand against anything. The Bible says no weapon formed against you will prosper. Amen. If you stand on the word. Amen. And the thing is that I can, Eve was nice, when I start talking about the Bible, I can talk all day nonstop. So I got to stop somewhere. Amen. I've got to stop somewhere. So I just want to say to you that God heals people, and the light of God's word, even when people don't believe. I've ministered, I prayed for an atheist's daughter once, and he's a friend of mine. Got some friends that are atheists. And he's a friend of mine, and I went, and God told me, you see, that's the difference. God will tell you things sometimes, and you must be obedient to when God speaks to you. Other times, you do it because people ask you to pray for them, and God's going to move there as well. There's two wonderful ways in which God moves. One way is when God tells you to do something, and you'll see amazing results. The other one is when somebody comes to you with a desire to receive from God, then God moves in a wonderful way. Amen? So this atheist's daughter had cancer, and she was totally skinny, like skin and bone, like a little skeleton. 7 years old. They know nothing about God. They don't talk about God. All he did is Jesus Christ this, Jesus Christ that. That's how he would swear. And so God tells me to go pray for his daughter. I go to his house, tell him, Colin, God told me to pray for your daughter. He says, you know I'm an atheist. I said to him, I know you're an atheist, but God didn't tell me to pray for you. God told me to pray for your daughter. Can I pray for your daughter? He says, oh, if anything, if it helps, come pray for her. So he goes and fetches her in the room, brings her, puts her on his lap. I go on my knees, and I lay my hands on her. And she says, Daddy, what's he doing? So he says, he's praying that Jesus will heal you. So then he goes, I'll pray for her. She had two huge tumors in her brain. And I prayed for her, and the power of God touched her that day. After just a little while, this friend of mine's thinking of. To Kimberley. Can you hear me? I'm driving to Kimberley because I was in the diamond industry, and this big atheist says to me, Franco, he was like kind of hesitant to tell me. He says, I have to tell you something. He says, the doctor called us the other day, the specialist, and said we must come and see him, and we thought it was the worst. He was going to tell us the worst. But we went along to the specialist. So he said, no, it's not for me to tell you this. You'll have to go to your GP. So they went, and they were thinking, now what's he going to tell us? They got to the GP. The GP said, listen, we know there's no known medication for your daughter's healing. But something strange has happened. Those tumors have just disappeared. Amen. Something strange happens when you pray for people. To the world, it's absolutely strange. Amen. God heals people. I have so many testimonies I can share. You know, and that's why I'm just saying, like Kia said, share something with the people. And I just say, I can share with you for many, 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 many stories about healing. Just because I stepped out there, I give God all the glory, I minister the word of God. God watches over his word to perform it. The Bible says his word goes out and it does not return void, but it accomplishes what it's been sent out to do. So when I pray for somebody, I don't necessarily have to see the results immediately, because I know that God's word has gone out and it will accomplish what it's been sent out to do. And every one of you, when you pray for somebody, take the responsibility of thanking God every day after you've prayed for somebody until you get the news that they are well. Amen. Amen. Oh, yeah, there we go. Hallelujah. So now what I'm going to do is, I might just pray, if somebody has a problem with your back or your legs and you're limping or you're whatever, you need a healing in that way, I'll pray for you in that way. But then I'm going to ask everyone else that needs prayer to come up. And you're going to just, if you got the desire to be healed today, and you believe God's word, that he sent his word and healed you, then I want you to come forward and the elders are going to pray with you, because God's no respecter of persons. I don't have to pray with you. We all ambassadors of Christ, and we're all standing in and praying, and God honors us when we pray for one another. The Bible says, lay hands on the sick and they recover. So the thing is, if anybody wants to come up for prayer, please come up now. Amen. Yeah, I must put my mask on now. Hallelujah. If you don't feel comfortable right now about prayer and so on, and you need to talk to me afterwards because you need to be built up a little more, don't feel condemned. You know, God is, God honors the fact that you're honest in what you're feeling, right? So if you need healing and you need a bit more ministry, I can minister to you over the telephone even. I ministered to a lady over the telephone who had diabetes for 18 years, and she was so skinny and bones, just bones. Even I went to see her once, only once, and she could not grasp the fact that I said to her, you got to believe you're healed, and you got to be willing to say, I believe I'm healed when I've prayed for you. She says, I can't do that. It's a lie. You know? And it took about 3 months to convince her. But when she believed, the power of God touched her and she was healed. She came to our church the one day. I didn't recognize her. She had picked up so much weight. She says, I knew I was healed. I just knew I was healed. I started eating chocolates and drinking Coke. I was fine. Amen. God healed her. Amen. So don't feel bad if you don't get grasp what I'm talking about straight away. The Word of God will get through to you, because faith comes by hearing, but just stick to the Word of God and you'll see that God will come through for you. Amen. But don't wait too long. I'll tell you another last story. Can I tell? I've got to tell you this story because there are people in this church that were present when I actually ministered to this man. This man was the husband of a woman that swam with me, and her husband had cancer, cancer. And he was, the doctor said to him, you got 6 months to live, maybe a little more, but you better get your life in order. So he started selling everything. Sally knows about it too, and so on. So he started selling everything, he sold his farm, and he was busy. So I challenged his wife. I said, tell him to come to my home group, and I'll minister on healing, and God will heal him. And she was a bit, even to her own husband, she was shy to tell him. So she said, yeah, his phone number, you phone him. So I phoned him and invited him to our meeting, and he came. And he came for 3 weeks. And within those 3 weeks, he was healed of cancer. By the ministering of God's word, he was healed of cancer. But the unfortunate thing about it is, he went back to his old life after we had prayed for him. And after 3 years, he contracted cancer again, and he died. So it's like the lepers, you know. The one leper, there were 10. One came back to say thank you, and he was made completely whole. The others just went away. They were healed. They were happy. So some people get healed, and they just live their normal life and carry on and forget about God. You can't forget about God once he's done this for you. Amen. It not only concerns your life here, it concerns eternal life. Amen. So while everyone's up here, maybe you haven't given your heart to Jesus. Maybe you don't have the power of God and the life of God in your heart. You don't know him as a reality. I want to challenge you, if you don't, and you would like to know him as a reality in your heart, then just put up your hand. I want to pray with you. Anybody? I know this whole church is probably knows the Lord, eh? Mark, you train them well, eh? Where?
Online.
Online, yeah. I see that one. See that hand? Hallelujah. Yeah, so We're just going to pray with those people online that want to get to know Jesus as a reality in their lives. So I see all those hands. Wow, praise the Lord. Isn't that wonderful, hey? Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's all pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me and that you rose again from the dead. I want to ask you to forgive me of all my sin and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And I want to invite you to come into my heart today. I want you to become the Lord of my life. Lord, I surrender my life to you. And Father, I thank you that I'm now a child of God. But Father, I pray for everyone right now that they'll be filled with the Holy Spirit, wherever they may be, that your Spirit may overshadow them, fill their innermost being, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so now we're going to pray. What did you want to pray about, John? Yeah, you? No. 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 Amen. I'm going to pray. Now, does that affect your leg? But you don't limp. Okay. Well, praise the Lord. So, then I'm going to ask the elders to come and pray, and I'm going to pray with my brother. Sit you in a chair. Sorry. Sit right back in the chair. Okay. Lift your legs. Is that straight? No. There is a bit of a difference. Can you see? Hey? I want you to be a person, a witness that sees, because God demonstrates his power now. And I just command the healing power of God to flow into that hip right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And I command that curving of the spine to straighten out now in Jesus' name. And I command you never to give problems again. So I command that healing to take place within you right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father, I just thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we give you praise and honor for your healing that has taken place right now, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I think that's it, eh? Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Did you see that? Did you see what happened? Amen. You see the words confirmed by two or three witnesses. Yeah, you're healed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Just step it down. Get up. Do you wiggle your hips or whatever you couldn't do? That you got pain?
No. Sometimes it would pain, you understand? Yeah. I just do that and it feels like my bone's been broken.
Well, we command that pain never to return in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Just lay your hand there, Eve.
Thank you, Lord.
Never come back again in Jesus' name. And how do your spine normally feel? But it's healed in Jesus' name. Not going to be any other way now. Amen.
I believe the word. I accept it.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. Anyone else? You shouldn't have anything like that. You're too much powerful in the word. Long life will I satisfy and show you my salvation. Your word declares for me. Satisfying, healed, long life. I want healing to flow through the spine now. In the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord, that old age has nothing to do with it. You walk in divine health. In Jesus' name, according to God's word. Thank you, Lord. I command healing. Lord, your word says the word of God is quick and powerful. The word of God is alive, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing down the joints and the marrow. Right now, in Jesus' name, I command the healing power of God to flow through the spine. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. We believe you're healed. Praise you, Jesus. Yes, amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Have we finished praying for everyone? Have we prayed? But Nikki, you should have asked me. Hallelujah. Praise you. We're going to pray for Tracy Elliott, who's been going through quite a lot of difficulty right up to this point, Lord. So, Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that there's no distance in prayer. And as the centurion came to you and said to you to pray for his servant, and you said, I will come and pray for him, he said, no, Lord, it's not necessary. Speak but the word, and my servant will be healed. And today, Lord, because you are the Paraclete, you are the unlimited Christ, you are everywhere at all time. Right now, you are right there with Tracy, and I command your healing power to flow through her being, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. I pray for your healing power to come upon her in a wonderful and a mighty way right now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, as she believes and as she confesses, I receive. As she confesses and as you believe, Tracy, and you say, I believe I'm healed. I stand upon your word. I stand upon your promise. And I know that you've done it in the past. And we carry on standing on God's word. In Jesus' name, we believe you healed, Tracy, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise you, Lord. Amen.
Franco, I don't sense the Lord's finished yet. God wanted to demonstrate the physical stuff, but I'm telling you, there's stuff inside of people's hearts. This season has raised issues of the emotions, the things of the heart that need to be healed. And I don't know if that's you today, and I don't want to embarrass you, but the reality, I think we need to be praying for some people. People are going through stress and these things, and they don't have peace in their hearts, and they're battling to be whole. And Jesus came and made that leper whole. It wasn't just a physical thing. It was a wholeness that actually came. And only God can do that. So if that's you, I want you to just stand, and those online too, just stand. We just want to pray for you, and you're maybe around us. If you feel that you're not whole and God wants to touch you in a wonderful way, I don't know. I've even battled in this season. It's really been tough. And maybe you're feeling that you're just not where you should be. And I just want to just trust God for refreshing for you. So if that's you, and it's not a thing to embarrass you, stand up and we just want, and get those around you to just lay hands, and we're going to pray. I'm going to ask Franco to do that wherever you are. Thank you for standing. Thank you. Okay, can we gather around those that are standing and let's just lay hands upon them and let's just trust God to make you make wholeness. Thank you, Lord. Father, you have made us incredibly. You've made us spirit, soul, and body. And the inner being, we don't always understand. But Lord, there's been a burden that we've carried in the season that we don't understand. And Lord, we just break that yoke of bondage over every one of these individuals now. We just release them from that bondage, that yoke that the devil's tried to bring now. We break that now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray for the power of God to be upon every one of these people that we're praying for. That, Lord, that you would refresh, you bring peace, and that, Lord, there would be a strength that would come to their being right now, Lord, that they would find the joy of the Lord again and growing from a place of strength in you now in Jesus' name. And we just break the authority of Satan, where Satan has come to bring darkness to every one of these individuals. We break it, as Franco's taught us, with the light of God, the word of God, and we declare every one of you healed now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I just sense, as Franco said to us, you've got to be speaking God's word. You've got to be declaring, I am well. Even though your body will try and tell you something else, you need to be saying, I am well, and Lord, thank you for making me well. Thankfulness is part of a key of keeping your healing. And Lord, we just give thanks now in the name of Jesus for healing in every way now, in Jesus' name. Amen. That word of knowledge that came for thyroid, was that for Tracy or who was that for? Was that Tracy online? Who else, anyone who's suffering from thyroid? Come, Brunette. Those suffering with thyroid, Frank is going to pray for you. Anyone else suffering from thyroid issues? Pardon? Or no thyroid. Okay. So we're going to give you a thyroid. God's going to give you a thyroid. Go for it, Franco.
I just want to pray for those that just stood. Father, I thank you that every one of these people mount up with wings like an eagle, that they run and not be weary, and they'll walk and not faint. I thank you, Lord, for a refreshing and a renewing of their heart, mind, and spirit. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I think Sally also come and pray with everyone that's got a thyroid problem. It's just Sally had a revelation. So, Father, I just come as your word says that we'll speak to the mountain and we'll move. You said that we've got to have the faith of God when we pray. And, Lord, right now we speak to the problem. We speak to this thyroid and we command healing to flow through this thyroid now. We command the healing power of God to, I command this thyroid to be perfectly normal. After this prayer now, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Because it's not by might or by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. You believe you're healed? Yes, I believe
I'm healed. I believe I'm healed.
Amen. you don't have a thyroid. No. So what are we praying about?
I have one now. You don't have one now. You've just prayed.
Amen. Sally, you want a new one? Amen. Praise God.
We can get it
in
the verse.
Hallelujah. Yes, Father, I just want to thank and praise you that you are the God that heals us.
Thank you, Lord.
You created Renato. You made, you formed her in her mother's womb. Every part of her is known to you. And right now, I just pray your healing. I pray a creative miracle to take place within her throat, within her thyroid, within her being right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command the healing power of God, the creative power of God, to flow now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for a witness and a confession of a creative miracle right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Are we praying for you?
Yeah, we will pray. Come. Hands, Eve.
Hands, Eve.
I'm done, I pray.
Amen.
Okay,
hallelujah.
We finish.
Also.
Yeah, but it's a slight, it's a very slight thing.
Okay.
But it, I take medication for it, so.
Amen. Hallelujah. So, Father, we just thank and praise you that you, O God, are our healer. And right now, I command the healing power of God to flow through your body. I command you to be healed right now. I command you to be healed of every infirmity that is causing this. I command the very root of this problem to disappear. And I command the power of God to flow in to that area now, and healing to take place.
Yes,
in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. You are the healer.
Yes, Lord.
You sent your word and you healed us and cleansed us from all unrighteousness.
Thank you, Lord,
for your healing.
Thank you, Lord.
Stand upon your word. Stand upon your promise.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Yes, you're healed.
Healed.
Can Maureen just share testimony?
Yes.
What happened?
I lacked thyroid, and I was always cold and shivery. It was really bad. And then I went to a church service, and they asked us to come up for healing. And I went up, and I said about my thyroid, and I was slain in the spirit. And my thyroid was healed. I went straight home, threw all my tablets away, and I'm healed.
Hallelujah. That's wonderful. Praise God. Amen.
I would like my balance and normal walking again.
Amen.
Instead of without with a stick.
Amen.
She's 91 and she loves walking.
Yes.
Amen. yes, praise God. So let's pray with her. So, Heavenly Father, we just want to thank and praise you that you said, with long life will I satisfy you. The satisfying life of a long life, of being strong, being balanced in every way. Her legs are strong, her body's strong, her mind is strong. And, Father, I just want to thank and praise you for her healing now. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for perfect balance. Thank you, Lord, for perfect healing in every way. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Do you remember when I bashed my face?
Yes.
And I went home, and then the 2 days later, my face was clear as if nothing, not a single mark, not one little scar.
Amen.
And I was plastered, remember?
Faith. That's faith. Trusting God in every situation. Amen. And turn 91 this week, eh? Hallelujah.
We've got Judy's mom on the line. She's had a negative reaction after the second Pfizer. So let's see if this works. Judy?
Hi, Judy. You're
very soft, Judy. It is on speaker.
Yeah, it is on speaker. Yeah, it's very soft. Is it on full blast?
It is. Are you close to the phone, Judy?
Hello?
Are you there?
Yeah, we can hear you. Yes.
Okay, I just put the YouTube off.
So, Judy, you want us to pray with you?
Yes, please, for my mom. She had the Pfizer vaccine, second one about 9 weeks ago, and subsequent to that had a terribly allergic reaction where she's the two layers between the skin is being destroyed, and it's become an autoimmune thing that she's just burning up, like she's her skin is burning all the time. Doctors don't know what to do, and we know that it's only by the power of the Holy Spirit that she can get healed. So she's right here with me if you want to talk with her. So we're trusting for God's intervention for her.
Yes. Okay, let's just pray the word. Let's stand on the promises of God.
I'm going to put the phone at her ear so she can hear you.
Yes. Hi, Daphne.
Hello, Frank.
Sorry. Yes, we're going to pray with you right now, and we're going to stand on God's word. You know, the word of God says, where two agree, as touching anything they ask, it shall be done for them of our Father which is in heaven. And Lord, and we're going to pray right now, and we're going to pray against the defects of that Pfizer injection, that vaccine that you had. Because God can do everything. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Right. Yes, amen. So, Father, we come to you now in the name of Jesus Christ, who died and rose again from the dead, who paid the price and bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases within his own body. And right now, you've given us authority over all the power of the devil, that he can by no means hurt us. And I come up against this Pfizer injection that my sister had, and the defects of this Pfizer injection, and I command it powerless and ineffective in her body. I command all those defects that are taking place right now, powerless and ineffective. We command them paralyzed in Jesus' name. We neutralize you now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I pray for the healing power of God to flow through you now from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We trust you, Lord, that this healing has taken place right now. Thank you, Lord, for testimony of healing, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you. Hallelujah.
So I'm standing in the gap for my sister-in-law's mother, who was recently, she took the vaccine and started having seizures. Whether it's related or not, she's just had 30 brain tumors discovered. They had to op on Monday night and take out her thyroid, and there was a tumor on the thyroid as well. So they're going to biopsy, and anyway, she's in pain in the thyroid, and we're just praying for, obviously, healing for these tumors, also on the liver. So, yeah, thank you.
I just want to give you a little testimony in line with something that's been spoken here. Is that I had probably one of my best friends that took an overdose of drugs, and he wanted to die. But God spoke to my heart like I spoke to you, and God said to me, go and pray for him. And that's why I prayed the way I did now over Judy's mom. I'll tell you why. And I went to pray for him, and I stood by his bed, and I said to him, I know you don't want to live, but I'm not going to let you die, because I'm going to use my faith to pray for you, because you don't have faith to be healed, to recover right now. But he was unconscious while I was talking to him. I mean, this was like 2 years ago. Like, he was unconscious while I was talking to him, because I know people that are unconscious can hear the word. So I spoke to him and I said to him, I'm going to pray for you with my faith. And when I prayed for him, somehow I just had words come into my spirit. And I said, and the words that came into my spirit was, I command these drugs that this man has taken, I command your body now to reject these drugs in Jesus' name. And straight away, he started curling up and calling for pens. The nurses were running around for him immediately after I'd prayed for him. And I saw him the other day, and he said to me, who is that young man standing next to you? That man of faith standing next to you. I said to him, nobody was with me. You know, Jesus was with me, you know. And Jesus gives you the answer to the most difficult situation. And that man recovered the very next day. He was back to normal again. Amen. So I just want to say we're going to pray and we're going to command these drugs to be neutralized in that system. You know, that whatever the Pfizer injection has put into that person is going to be neutralized. That's what we're going to pray. Are you in agreement with me? Hallelujah. Father, so we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we pray for Jenny now. And we command the healing power of God to flow through Jenny, through her whole body that has been affected by this Pfizer vaccine. I command the negative effects of this Pfizer vaccine to be totally neutralized now in the name of Jesus Christ. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you that your word is true and that nothing in this world can stand against the power of your word. And I pray for a creative miracle to take place within her body right now and the healing power of God to flow through her and totally neutralize this in Jesus' name. Because your word is alive and powerful and every part of our being is affected by your word and the power of your blood. And I thank you, Lord, that she is healed now in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. There's going to be a lot of people, and I can prophesy this, that are going to be wanting healing after that. A lot of people have negative effects to the vaccine, but we have the answer.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
My left ear has, I've not had sound in it for quite a while. I went to the audiologist last week, and the nerve's damaged on the left side. And my right ear is like 60%. So I would just like.
Amen. God's in the healing business. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. So God is in the healing business. And God created that ear. Amen. And he can put it back to absolute perfect hearing again. Amen. So we stand on God's word and God's promises. Eh? Hallelujah. Are we going to lay hands on that ear? And I'll lay hands on this one. Lord, you said that we must command things to happen. Sometimes not just cry out to you and pray, but command healing. Because your word said we must speak to the mountain and it will be removed. So whatever's causing my sister not to hear, I command you to be removed in the name of Jesus Christ. I command the healing power of God to flow through this ear, through both ears. And I command healing to take place now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that you are the healer right now. And my sister felt impressed by you to come up for healing right now. Thank you, Lord, for the healing that's taken place within her ears. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's do this.
Command the pain to go in this theater. We command healing to flow in this theater. In Jesus' name. Lord, we trust you. Thank you, God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we stand on God's promise. I believe that God has touched your ear, and I believe that you say, thank you, Jesus.
My
Bible says, the Bible says, be anxious for nothing, but in all things, prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, let your request be my name. So now your request is no longer, please, Lord, heal me. The Lord is, thank you, Lord, you've healed my heart. Thank you, Lord, I receive it. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Then you're going to come tell them what you healed. Amen.
Franco, I don't sense God's finished here. God has demonstrated something here today that we're not accustomed to, but God has commissioned us to go and lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Do you know that it's not just one specialized seemingly ministry that does the healing? It's all of us. And I'm telling you now, we haven't been doing that, all of us. We need to go and lay hands. The scripture says in Mark 16, they will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Will recover. So not always instantaneously, but they will recover. And I want Franco to pray for us because there's a healing anointing on Franco, and I want that gifting to be imparted to us. And I'd like you to stand and raise your hands and to receive, as was encouraged us before. We need to receive this. And then I want you to be obedient, because God's going to put people in your environment, in your neighborhood, that are sick. And you're going to have to be bold enough to say, can I pray for you? And go lay hands upon them in the name of Jesus. And God's going to do the miracle. He's the healer, not you, as Franco said. You are not the healer. I thank God for doctors and the medical profession. But God has given us a means that we don't first go to the doctor, we go to the healer. And we go and pray for that. So, and I want to just say, there's things that God wants to do through you. And you're going to be amazed if you will step out and believe God at his word and pray for the sick. Because you see, that's how they're going to come to Christ. When we do our work. No, we're waiting for the evangelist to do it. No, you and I have to do that. And I'm telling you, it's one of the easiest things now with all the stuff that's happening. There are many, many sick people. Go and lay hands on the sick and let's trust God to do it. So, Franco, will you pray for us? And I want you to just believe in your heart that you receive. As you put your hands out, even trust for a manifestation on your hands that the anointing will come. Amen.
Just tell you a little story. In the valley where we're ministering right now, there's a lady that came for healing. She had also cancer, the worst form of cancer. And she came for healing, and I prayed for her. And she didn't sense anything in that. But their little boy, when they got home, he just said, Mommy, I want to pray for you. And he laid his hands on his mother, and she's been totally healed of cancer. Amen. I'm just sharing you, God's no respecter of persons. You know, it's not pastors and elders and deacons that are only ones that are used by God. Everyone is used by God. So, Father, I just want to thank you. As everyone raises their hands right now, I thank you, Lord, that you are the one that anoints us. You are the one that sends us. You are the one that has commanded us to go out. And you are the one that said, then these signs shall follow them that believe. These signs shall follow them that believe. Lord, these signs follow us that believe. Lord, we will cast out demons. We will speak with new tongues. We will take up serpents. If we drink any deadly thing, it will not harm us. We will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. And Father, and then the disciples went out, and they preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them, confirming his word with signs following. Thank you, Lord, that today there's an amazing anointing that has come upon this church, upon each and every individual that is reaching out to you right now. That anointing comes upon them to do your works, Lord, that you have commanded them to do. Thank you, Lord, for amazing results and amazing healings and amazing deliverances that take place as everyone goes out now in Jesus' mighty name.